Yeah,
Yeah,
those
Tiger, what do you
numbers.
about say to that?
Yeah. What?
What does Tiger got to say to that?
Lame, I'm sure.
Totally lame.
Tiger's 20% lame.
Hey.
Only 20? That's quite
Hey.
generous.
Inc. I'm a good guy, and he's a good
Okay,
guy.
so Mac, you have 15. I think Sarn, you have 15 too.
15.
Do you guys want to spend it?
What's the rule for upgrading general skills again? How much is it? Is that five? I
So,
don't
if you're
remember.
going from skill 1 to skill 2, it would be 2 because you're going to skill 2 times 5, which is 10. So it'd be 10 total. And then you add 5 if it's not a career skill. So, I'll take a look at your sheet, and if you want to give me an example, I can run through it.
I'm just trying to remember how much my deception is up. I think I
So,
updated it
you're
once.
at skill 1 for deception.
So if I wanted to upgrade it again, how much would that be?
Since it's a career skill, there's no extra for that. So it would be, since you're going from 1 to 2, it'd be 2 times 5, 5 being the cost. It would be 10.
Okay. So can I'm gonna upgrade that, I think.
Okay.
Can you and then so that's going from 1 to 2.
And that'll be minus 10.
Okay,
So you're at
that's
5 overall. And I'll make the update in Foundry right now. That means on deception rolls, you will have 2 yellow and 1 green.
to
If you want to put that in the book, maybe.
I already have that written. Did I already have that?
I
Because I
only had
already. Yeah.
you at rank 2.
Do we start at rank 0?
Well, since you didn't create your characters, not all of them started at rank 0.
I'm just trying to see. I
Yeah, I
don't.
had you started at rank 1.
I
And
have. On our very first night, I upgraded deception from rank 1 to 2.
okay, I did not have 1 to 2. I just have rank 1 deception. Maybe you didn't. Did you start at 1? Maybe you didn't start at 1.
Don't.
Maybe you started at 0.
Maybe. I don't know. That was the very first night, so I don't even have a date for it.
I have January 1st because I have the same thing that you're showing. I just don't have. I just have rank 1. I don't have. I don't. So I'm guessing that's from 0 to 1, but I'd have to look at your
Yeah,
original sheet.
because I wrote down 2 yellow, 1 green deception, rank 1 to 2, and
Okay.
it cost me 10 background.
Okay. Well,
So
that would be right. So, if you wanted to go from 2 to 3, so unfortunately, we have not been rolling that way. I did not have it right in Foundry. So, if you want to go
oops.
2 to 3, it'll cost you 15, and you'll be rolling with 3 yellows instead.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay, so that's minus 15.
So rank 3.
That would be rank 3.
And then 3 yellows.
Sorry about that.
3 juicy yellows. No, I didn't remember either. And quite frankly, like I said, it's from the very first night, so I'm not terribly surprised. But I did like remember, like, I think I upgraded to deception once. Because I remember having this conversation.
Yeah, feels like we have a lot of conversations.
You know, we talk too much.
It's entirely talking, I guess. What about you, Sarn? Sarn.
I think I want to do lethal blows.
You don't have lethal blows?
You can get multiple.
Okay.
So it would add 10, well, 20 total to critical
Okay.
rolls.
You'll have to remember that because I will probably not remember that when we're doing critical rolls.
No, yeah. Because like last week I had two of them and I should have got it. Not that it mattered, they died, but
Yeah,
they died.
they were punk ass bitches.
Punk ass bitches.
Thought their head was too good to be vaporized.
Although his mustache was too good to be vaporized. Scrangin's.
That is true. It's in my pocket.
Scrangin.
Yeah, you better bring that mustache out for something later on. It better be plot worthy.
It's my addiction.
You're addicted to mustaches?
His new addiction is mustaches.
All right, so minus. It cost 15. I didn't look.
Yes.
So, okay, so you're at zero. Mustaches. And this is. What is it? Lethal Blows?
Yeah.
Level 2.
I rained blows. As I rained blows upon him, I thought to myself, there's got to be a better way.
That's Frank Costanza.
These sure are lethal.
What?
Isn't that Frank Costanza?
Yeah, this lady at work is all pissed off about something about with she has to do saliva testing for COVID, and she keeps saying that there's got to be a better way. I was like, Festivus for the rest of us.
I think in China they do anal swabs, so you can tell her there's a worse way. What's so bad about getting your mouth swabbed?
It's one, she's anti-vax, so if she just got vaccinated, she'd be able to get out of it all entirely, like I did. But two, they're having issues like getting her back her results unless they're negative. If they're she's a caregiver outside of work, and so she wants these results to prove to her work there that she doesn't have COVID. It's just stupid because, like, you can get the test for free at Walgreens or something, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Fucking and rolling.
Why does it always cut out after like 2 seconds?
All right, back to the lobby. Making copies. Last week, the crew made a daring escape with the help of a definitely non-sentient copy droid. Now they find themselves outside Zelcom Tower with the information they sought. An invoice for a parcel shipment of weapons delivered to Claire.
Tiger.
Yeah.
Tiger, I think you're playing the song at the same time that you're talking, and I can't really hear one over the other.
Okay, I'll just stop it then. Because the lobby plays softly in the background, the song, I think.
I can't hear anything.
I don't know where you are.
Are you in my world, brother?
Are you in my world?
Yeah, I couldn't hear anything other than that.
Yeah, for some reason it took you a long time to slip over to the video. But anyway, I've got you back now. All right, there I go again. Making copies. Last week, the crew made a daring escape with the help of a definitely non-sentient copy droid. Now they find themselves outside Zelcom Tower with the information they sought. An invoice for a parcel shipment of weapons delivered to a Calerium processing plant in Sector 943... care of none other than Kato Lichos, a shipment scheduled to arrive later this evening at the abandoned section of the factory. But their mission to retrieve this information was a little bit less quiet than they had hoped. Let's hope that Fern hides those bodies. So that little escapade did get you more obligation. You do have obligation to Varanus now, because he asked you to do it quietly, and you did not. And a bit of obligation to Corum Sadia, the guy that you robbed. You broke into his office and stole his information. Just because it was a little bit less, discreet. He knows about it.
But they don't know that I did.
They know that RX did it.
That's still not me. I wasn't there. I swear.
Okay. So
I know RX did it.
Because RX had his dingle dongle in the security system.
Oh, dingle dongle in.
What is that? You sang that same song last week.
I just made it up.
Oh, okay. So that's the jingle.
I'm just that creative, you know, make it up on the spot.
Yeah, he can do other things, Tiger. He's also a musician.
Yeah, there's a lot you guys don't know about RX.
He makes jingles in his spare time.
I have lived many lives.
I sent you the Destiny pool to roll.
One light. Two lights.
Not bad.
I already rolled.
Yeah, I saw four
Three
light and two dark. I don't know if you guys saw it, but I did roll Varanus on the obligation roll this week, so see how that goes.
And he's the one that told us to be quiet.
And yes, let's see. Show players. Varanus. He likes to play Sabacc at the spider. All right, so we will
Oh, he's
start.
gonna. He
Yeah,
might
he.
be drawing a little bit of their ire.
Perhaps a bit of his ire, yes, has been drawn, I would say.
Make it up to him.
This was not what it was supposed to be. Okay. You guys are outside Zelcom Tower right now.
Where's our ship or getaway or
I don't know how you
anything?
guys got there. Do you remember?
Probably a taxi. We like to use
Just
taxis.
opened our eyes and we were there.
Now,
I swear I have a spear.
I don't think you have a speeder. I think you guys took. Well, I'm sorry. I think you do have a speeder. I think you came on a speeder by yourself, Mac, and
I took
RX and
Chopper.
Sarn came one of Chopper's speeders that has a sidecar.
Oh, yeah, I had
That
flags.
does sound kind of right, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get back to the speeders, guys.
Okay, let's go.
All right, I'll follow you. Where are they?
We hid them in the alley, don't you remember?
No.
Where's
I'm going through withdrawal right now.
you just I know you ripped that guy's mustache clear off and just said you needed it.
I had to have it.
I've never seen anyone go so crazy over facial hair like that before, especially not their own. Oh God, who's that? Did you guys hear that?
Yes, hello, we are here.
It's not a live feed, but you do see RX that you got a voice message.
Why can't I ever
All
hear it?
right, I click to play it.
It's
That's why you
from
always miss your calls, Scott.
Varanus. He's not very happy. And he says, This is that robot. I heard about your little escapade. Yeah, I let you in there because I thought, maybe you could help me out a little bit. But getting caught by Coram Sandia, the CEO of Zelcom Industries, is not a good look for me.
Noted message.
Dude, what did you say? Delete?
Use.
I said noted, but then I realized I was talking to a message. So then I said noted message. And then I delete
Wow.
the message.
Like it never happened. Do you think that message was for us guys?
No.
Just said robot, so that could have been a lot of things.
He
Could have
must.
been sent to other people.
I mean, I'm not a robot. You're not a robot, sorry. I mean,
I don't think so.
and RX, you're such a gentle soul. I call you.
I prefer synthetic human.
That is pretty good.
All right, well, we should do something about that, right?
You should do something about anything right now.
Yeah, get in the cars and go. I'm running around with my circles. Well, I'm running around in circles here. Let's go. All
Fine.
right.
I
Well,
jump in the sidecar.
No. I run and jump on my bike.
Yeah,
I jump on the sidecar.
All right.
Oh, you want me to drive?
Yeah.
Yay. Okay.
That way, if we run into trouble, I can be free to shoot.
Ah, that's a good idea. Okay.
I'll ride
All
alongside.
right.
We'll have a little posse going on the free street here.
All right. Well, I go ahead and jump on the driver's seat of the other speeder.
Wait, where are we going?
Home.
The choppers, I guess.
And as you jump into the car, around from the side of the building does come out some Zelcom guards. And sorry, where are you going? And they start chasing you. They're gaining on you. They are on speeder bikes. So there's a speeder bike, two speeder bikes, one for each of the guards. And
Okay, holy shit.
they start blasting.
Oh my God. Oh, sweet Jesus. Get
How do
some
you like my
going.
finger?
I rip an awesome wheelie as I get out of there.
A wheelie? You don't have
What's a
wheels.
wheel?
Okay. I think you should roll a check for that.
Yeah, shut up.
Planetary piloting.
Piloting.
Yeah.
That
How
sounds right.
badass was the wheelie? I mean, okay, that's fine.
Oh,
That, I mean, I
it
guess that's what you're rolling, just average difficulty.
was
How how badass was the wheelie?
Oh, it was pretty badass. It was just it was high up in the air, and I looked legendary, and I took off a lot faster. I'm barely holding on for dear life though. It looks cool, but I am terrified and I don't really know what I'm doing. But hey, luck's on my side. As it turns out, this was only average difficulty to do this.
Okay. Sarn and RX. The hell is this
Go
thing?
straight at the guards.
You're going straight at them?
Yeah.
I open fire.
Start blasting, bud.
All right. Well, it's.
I literally aim for one of them and I just go straight at him. I'm not even going at them. I'm literally trying to crash into him.
Okay, so
Whoa.
they'll get one turn. Well, I guess we'll roll for initiative.
Yeah.
All
You're
right.
They
you're
started
hardcore.
this.
I'm too
I
tired
mean,
for this shit. We need to end this quickly.
I don't know that they did start it. Okay.
They started firing at us.
Okay, so cool, I guess, for the PC or the NPC. Yeah, but you broke into the building.
Yeah, so.
I mean, they can't just. I mean, it's their job to not let that happen. Okay, so PC slot first.
Well, it already happened.
Go ahead. You can start shooting.
All right, I start blasting.
What range are we at?
You're at medium right now.
Okay, and then what do
And
I?
then I would say you move another two bands in the next turn.
Can I shoot too? Can I shoot? Can I hold one-handed with the controls one-handed while shooting? I could take a step back.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh well, yeah, I'm gonna
I
do
think you
quick
might have to
strike.
make a piloting check too.
Okay.
But I'll let you have the shot first. So, did you roll, Mac? I mean, Sarn?
No,
No.
I'm gonna do quick strike too.
Okay.
And then so 11 damage and a crit.
Okay. I'm gonna roll crit on this guy.
At 20.
Add 20
Secrets.
cigarettes. Okay, roll.
Four.
All right, plus 20 is he's off balance. But you did 12 damage?
Being off balance on a speeder
11.
bike seems really bad. Like, you
No,
should
the
die.
oh yeah. Yeah, you're right. So you shoot him. The shot doesn't kill him, but he becomes off balance, and the speeder bike just flips like a roll, and then he explodes. And then the other guy is panicking as you charge towards him.
Yeah.
But he makes a shot anyway.
That's fine.
But it will be a setback because he's driving. Fail.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
Rx,
you got this.
Okay. Well, I used to have a weapon slot, and now I don't.
Oh, that's right, because you gave your weapon to Scranton.
No, I picked it.
No, you get it back. But I took it away from you for that one turn. I guess I forgot to give it back to you.
You wanted him to shoot Mac.
I wanted there to be a fair duel. I didn't want him to just shoot Mac.
All right.
You didn't want him to not shoot Mac, though.
I wanted Mac to win.
I don't know. I'm not sure about that, actually.
You guys aren't me.
That is true.
All right, so blaster rifle. I think you should have it now. Yeah, I see it on your sheet. God damn it, Mac.
I'm trying to move my screen. I swear to God, I'm just trying to move my screen around and I can't do it. There we go.
Drax,
what's that?
I gave you your rifle. Are you gonna shoot?
Yeah. Well, I was waiting.
Oh,
let's see. Setback. Hey.
All right. So that's succeeded. 11 damage.
11 damage. Yeah.
You do 11 damage. Shooting at him. He's dead.
Yay.
So Zelcom does not equip their guards very well, it turns out.
All right. I hoist my gun over my head and let loose a droid battle cry.
And
do droids have battle cries?
Roger, roger.
Tactical droids do, I guess. Okay.
I go through their pockets.
You're in a sidecar.
Oh, come on. That's just as much a thing as he says every single time as you say you perceive nothing.
In fact,
the shirts should actually say, I go through their pockets, and then below that, you perceive nothing. Or front and back or something.
Okay, so you just blew up both of those, driving right at them. You've gained quite a bit of space between you and Mac, who just took off in the opposite direction. I'm not even sure he knew where he was going, but he got the hell out of there. And now it's just it's just Sarn and RX. Kurt, I'm assuming you guys are making a big wide turn back towards away from Zelcom Tower.
Yes. Go away, and then we should.
So we go just to zoom in the direction that Mac did his G wheelie thing.
I don't know about that.
I don't try to do the same maneuver. I just turn around and go in that direction.
All right, fine.
Well, assuming that's towards Chopper.
Mac, where are you going? I mean, you're still within eyesight, so you can see him.
I'm back. I'm over here. going to Choppers. That's where I thought we were going
to
go.
No. Let's go to Sector 943.
All right.
Or the
Wait, no,
shipments.
you guys are talking through the comms.
Yeah. I think we should go to Sector 943 for the delivery of weapons.
Okay.
To Kato Lichos.
Okay.
Okay.
You guys could at least humor me. Throw on a Roger Roger every once in a while.
You want a joke?
Let me live in the golden days.
The golden days? You guys were destroyed by the thousands.
By clones.
We were droids.
Yeah.
Destroyed. Yeah. By clones.
Yes. Yes, I don't like
clones. Robot uprising wasn't supposed to go that way, bud.
Well, it wasn't a robot uprising. You see.
No, I know, but I'm just saying.
It was all a fake war orchestrated by the now emperor of the galaxy. And we were really just a patsy. In
that
order
sounds
to
like
bring about the
theory.
Fall of the Republic.
Next, you'll be telling me that Anakin Skywalker didn't die.
Yeah. I don't have any data on Anakin Skywalker. So, unknown.
Big hero?
No, I know who he is, but I don't know anything more than you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, we'll just make a conversation over the comms.
Just casual conversation as you just,
aren't we just like
stroll
next to each other
out of now? A. Oh, okay. You stroll out of a failed heist, just having murdered in cold blood no less than five guards of a black
and
market.
And a janitor.
And a janitor, but at least you got a mustache.
Okay, got the mustache.
So you guys are going towards Sector 943?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
That is correct.
All right. All right. So you guys go to this where you found in the information. It's called it's a Nova Corps factory. It's in Sector 943. It's a old factory that's still. It's still in operation, making just like heavy industry type things, but it's all run down. At one time, this was like, it was like a manufacturing powerhouse. It's kind of like Detroit, except like dingier and more Star Wars.
Ooh, Space Detroit.
Goodness.
Space Detroit.
Space Detroit, yeah.
Space Detroit.
Yeah. Mm.
That was one of your weaker attempts.
Okay.
That's saying a lot, actually.
So you guys see Sector 943, and as you pull up, you see this gigantic factory.
Is there a visible door?
There are doors, and you can also see a landing pad. Let's see. I don't know. Actually, I don't know where the doors are.
How was the shipment of what? Can I like search my database because I downloaded all this information? How was the shipment of
downloaded it from where?
The computer.
It's Dingle Dong.
That's Cellcom Tower, Dingle Dongle.
Oh, that okay.
Where was the shipment? Like, how was the shipment arriving? Is that in there?
It was arriving to an old. Let me make sure. I believe it's an old.
Collyrium processing plant.
This evening at the abandoned section of the an abandoned section of the factory.
So it doesn't really say if it's arriving by air or by ground or whatnot.
No, it's an invoice that says it's arriving and it has it does list the section of the factory. It's noted as being abandoned.
Okay, is that labeled and we can just know where it is once we see the factory, or is there's a section of the factory that just kind of looks abandoned, or is it just small enough where it's obvious?
There's a map, but you can't. The map shows the inside of the factory. You can't see the inside of the factory, so you can.
Are we supposed to have
what?
See anything?
I was gonna say, are we supposed to have a picture up? Right now. Did you put one up on the screen?
I think he's hiding it from us intentionally.
Yeah. So you should okay. be able to see. I have a picture that representing the inside of the factory, which you can't really see right now, but it's really just like It's like a mood picture, not an actual what it is.
The website said something about how I didn't have a token or something like that for the picture, so I just wanted to make sure it wasn't like
You can't see
something
it?
Wrong with me. No, I just see three dots as signifying you, Andy, and Ryan, and then it's a black screen.
Oh, that's weird. Can anybody else see it?
I have the same problem.
Oh.
I figured you were suppressing the image.
I am, but I do have a background image for this.
Maybe the image that's being suppressed is in front of the background image, and then also suppressed, so it's not translucent. It, we just can't, like... Does that make sense?
It shouldn't be, but... I mean, obviously it's not working, so...
Yes. You do not own any token with vision in this scene.
Oh, that's why. Thank you. That's helpful. I'll just turn off vision. Token vision. That should just be the default because I don't use the token vision.
Yeah.
All right.
There it is. I don't want to get so excited.
I mean, if you ever manage to get inside the factory, it might look a little like this.
Wow, it's just everything like I imagined.
Does this help at all? Okay, so, yeah, I guess you could maybe look, you could, like, drive around the building, maybe, and see.
Yeah. All right, so I guess how about this? We go around, and I tell Sarn, I'll do a quick flyby. See if you see any entrances, like, note the entrances that are not, don't look like they've been in use. And we fly around.
Okay.
Whoosh.
Whoosh. Roll a perception check then.
Our favorite check.
Yeah.
All my roll stuff is gone.
Your roll stuff is gone.
Oh yeah, mine
too.
Oh,
you're not in here.
What do you mean I'm not in here?
No, your character's not in here. I don't see him.
Well, yeah, there's no characters in here.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah, because we're not in there yet.
Uh-oh.
Well, that's not why you're not in there.
Ruh-roh.
There I am. Handsome devil. There are two of me.
That's too many Mac. Oh, why is RX's picture Mac?
Because he loves me.
An image is RX78.
Rocking and rolling.
There he is.
I'm scrolling.
Now, all right.
I perceive nothing.
You fail
I don't
again.
See anything, RX.
Well,
I don't
great.
Even see any doors.
So no, you see some doors, but you can't really tell the difference between something that's abandoned and what's not abandoned because it's just a factory and it all looks the same to you. But you do see there are. Let's see. What is that? There's a section in the back, and there's a section in the front. The section in the front has a, like I said, the landing pad with the door on it. And in the back, there's some stuff, just like factory stuff. You know, materials.
Well, let's land at the back.
Okay. Roger, roger.
Mac. You land on the front pad. We're going to the back.
Oh, right, that's the speeder powering down. We just landed.
Oh, and what's Mac doing?
I'm landing in the front.
You're landing in the front?
That's what Sarn told me to do.
It's not. So the RX and RX and Sarn are landing in the back, and Mac lands in the front at the landing pad.
Yeah. Okay. I jump out and start going through the containers.
As you enter the darkened mineral processing area, old conveyor belts, centrifuges, and compactors lie forgotten under a thick layer of dust. Smashed crates, an ancient inoperable speeder, and other forgotten remnants litter the floor. Leading out from the cavernous area are a few ladders for climbing massive exhaust pipes on one side and a staircase to an abandoned office on the other. The dim light glows from the room at the top of the stairs.
Should we go up
the top of the stairs? Office? Yep.
Try to, hey, RX, on the side here, try to make sure Mac doesn't see that speeder.
Okay.
Because he'll go crazy over.
Hey, Mac, do not look this way, please. There is nothing to see over here.
Don't. That's cool. Just let me know if you see a speeder.
Nope, nope. There's certainly not a speeder over here behind me. Nope, no speeders. You should just keep walking and following Sarn.
That's fine, but if you see one, it's mine.
Roger, okay. Roger.
You guys are in different spots.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, all right.
And I am shouting.
All right, Mac, you landed on the landing pad with the door. There's another door there. The barely lit landing pad on the southern corner of the complex is perpetually covered in waves of steam emanating from nearby exhaust ports. Small tracks of lights in the center are the only markers to assist in navigating through the hazards. A number of crates, boxes, and other neglected shipments sit on the outskirts of the landing pad, still waiting for attention from the factory workers.
All right, so I stealthily move through the mist.
There's two paths leading off of the pad.
Wow. Well, I take the one less traveled. And that may has made all the difference. All
right.
Which one is that?
The path is leading towards what appear to be storage tanks.
All right. So I make my way towards those storage tanks, but I'm being very stealthy. Should I run a stealth check?
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right.
Let me see what they should be. Okay, just average.
Whee! Ray.
Okay, you are stealthy.
So I am moving through the mist like I am invisible.
Okay. All right. Back to Sarn and RX.
Okay, RX, before we go to this office, what are our plans for this guy?
Well, aren't we just looking for a shipment of weapons?
No, we're looking for the person.
Kato.
Kato Corus.
Oh, and he's going to be here receiving the shipment of weapons.
Yeah. So is our goal to kill him or subdue him and bring him into the Black Sun?
Well, not the Black Sun. Well, wait. No, I think not the Black Sun. It's the other ones we want to bring him to, right? The other family he betrayed, like his first betrayal.
I can't remember.
Yeah. I forget what their name is. There's another crime family.
The Pikes.
Pikes, yeah. Okay. They want him first, and that was the original job we were hired for.
Was to bring him to the Pikes.
Yes. So
I sent you a copy of the quest notes. I don't know. Did you guys get it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, this guy's probably gonna be tough.
Seems like they probably want us to kill him.
It says once the bounty hunter is successfully dispatched.
I mean, that sounds kind of like kill. They want vengeance. I mean, I don't know what. I mean, like, they might be happy if we brought him in because they could, like, kill him themselves. I don't know. Or make an example out of him. Chyper. So, I mean, we could try to.
Okay.
What?
No.
We can try to play it by ear. If we think there's an opportunity to take him in alive, we should take it. Otherwise, let's just kill him and bring his head in.
All right, because it also says the Pike family wants you to bring him down for his betrayal.
Yeah, I mean, dispatch, bring him down. This is very, in my mind, this is not, this language doesn't really involve a lot of guesswork. We've been hired to kill him.
Okay. All right, So should we go to the office then?
Yeah, I think that's a reasonable assumption. He might
All
be
right.
there,
I
lights on.
stealthily sneak up to the office.
Okay. It's
While he's
an
doing that, I'm just like looking around, like there's nobody here.
it's an average stealth check.
But I get a boost though, I think.
Because of your.
I
While you're
have.
stealthily going to the stairs, I just walk to the stairs unstealthily.
It's called Stalker.
Stalker, and what does it do?
It adds a boost die.
Okay.
Then
Sounds
you
right.
said it was average, or?
Yeah.
I am now at the base of the stairs. I am starting to go up the stairs.
Well, good, because I didn't.
Okay. Let's say that something on you is a little bit noisier than you expect it to be. What would that be?
That goddamn mustache.
The mustache is squeaking? No, that doesn't make any
It's
sense.
rustling.
It's rustling.
I appreciate the effort. That doesn't make sense to me.
My robo toe
Oh yeah, your robot
is all
toe, which is
squeaky.
still it's squeaky. Okay. Yeah, as it's starting to become unlocked, because remember it had gotten locked in place because you kicked a cab glove box and it zapped
Yeah,
your toe.
it
So now that it's starting to come loose, it's squeaking very loudly.
Oh.
Rex, fix your toe.
Fix my toe?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean my toe that's on your body?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean right now
Do you want to be caught?
I kind can I attempt to make it not so squeaky?
Yeah, it's an easy mechanics check. It is your toe.
Also
You should
right
know it, like the back of your hand.
back of your toe.
okay, so I pull out my can of WD-40, base WD-40, and I spray the toe. Ah, that should do it.
How does it feel, Sarn?
Feels like I never lost it at all.
That doesn't check out. All right.
Right, well, I guess we continue up the stairs then.
Okay.
Until we get to the
You get up
office
to the
door.
door. One of you roll a hard perception check.
I think your perception is better, right?
Mine?
Yeah.
It's a green and a yellow.
Yeah, I think that's better than mine.
Okay.
Oh, I have that too. Go
What's
ahead.
the difficulty? Tiger?
It's a hard. Okay. As you walk by, you feel your foot trip a little bit, and you set off a booby trap, causing 5 damage.
Are we, and we're still hurt from our last thing. We don't heal.
Right.
Okay.
All right. So, are you changing it?
Wait. Yeah. So wait, is that 5 damage?
Yes.
Is that, oh, okay. All right, I'm pretty much dead.
No,
Great.
no, no, no. Don't forget your soak.
Oh, I forgot. Yes.
It's an explosion that goes off. Your soak is 4.
Oh, okay.
So it
That's
was,
one.
what was it at? What was your wound at
Was
before?
that 5? No,
Okay,
it's
so
at
it's a
6.
6. And Sarn.
I try to perceive another booby trap.
Wait, does that explosion not hit Sarn?
No, it did.
My soak is 5, though.
Okay, so I guess you didn't do damage, but or it didn't have on your wound threshold, but you were exploded. Both of so RX actually trips over it. It explodes. You guys are thrown back onto your asses.
Ow, my ass.
Oh, my robo ass.
But it explodes the stairs and you fall off of the off of that level onto the ground.
Oh boy. Alright, well, you think
well,
there's any other way up there?
If we weren't sure he was here before, we certainly are now.
There's got to be another way up there.
Let us maybe look around. There are lots of gantries and different walkways.
Let's grab one of those ladders.
Oh, convenient.
Okay. Back to Mac.
I'm still sneaking.
You're still sneaking. You're in the steam. And you've gotten into... The door was open because there's stuff moving in and out from... Or is expected to move in and out from the helipad, but there's not... Or the landing pad, but there's nothing moving right this minute. So you're walking through into the building. Did we lose you, Sarn?
No.
Oh, you're still there. Okay.
I was just frozen.
And it opens directly into... offices. The austere offices of Novacore are run by a skeleton crew. As you enter the building, you see an elevated walkway that overlooks the main floor, filled with shambling worker droids that monitor various screens and equipment for the factory. Large banks of security screens show most of the main refining of the main refining plant and the processes taking place inside. Across the building from your vantage point, a small office sits above all the activity, overseeing it all. Behind the large windows, three Mustafarians run the operation.
So I'm going to make my...
There's one right there. It says miner. They're not miners.
Oh, I thought you said Rastafarians. I was like, what?
No, that's too racist even for Star Wars.
I mean, I don't know the name itself must... All right, so I'm making my way to the office.
Okay, you're going through the office.
Mm-hmm. My head's down. I'm dodging in between desks like Batman, kind of just running.
You do hear some beeping, and you look to your left, and you see a droid is looking right at you.
Oh. Hello.
He beeps and then whizzes away. It does say police droid, but it's not a police droid. It's just a droid.
Okay, well, then I'm running. I start running again. As soon as he runs away, I just gotta like, and I run.
Okay, and as you run around a corner and then right into the chest of a big Mustafarian. Mustacholi-faria.
Oh, hello.
Hello. Well, he's talking to you in some strange language.
Can I not understand him?
I don't know. Do you speak Mustafarian?
A smattering.
Okay. You know,
a light side point.
You know, oh, yeah. Some.
Should I flip it, Tiger?
Yeah, you can flip it. But you're not going to have perfect knowledge of Mustafarian, but from some former smuggling jobs, you do know enough, to know, that he's saying something about you being somewhere you're not supposed to be.
I'm the safety inspector.
That's a charm check.
Oh, yes, it is.
Did I say charm already?
Yeah.
Okay, charm check.
Just regular?
Yes, average.
Damn it.
Okay. He summons a group of four security droids to escort you out.
I'm telling you, I'm the safety inspector here, and this place is not up to code. You got fiery pits open everywhere. There's smog that you can't see through. How are we supposed to, how is the common man supposed to work like this? The common droid? This place is outrageous.
The Mustafarian walks away, and you are surrounded by four security droids.
Oh, this is... Oh, I'm in a tight spot.
All right, I'm going to flip another light side point.
Okay.
At that point in time, that's when the explosion happens, and all the security droids are brought away to check out the explosion.
I like that.
See? So, I told you this place wasn't safe!
So there's a gigantic explosion. Or not gigantic, but there's a big explosion that they can hear. It's big enough to say do 5 damage to both a droid and a Twi'lek. And the police droids are alerted through some system of beeps and go to investigate. You are left by yourself. The Mustafarian had walked away, and now he's frantically trying to go back to the control room to figure out what's going on.
All right, I slip away like a knight in the wind.
Like a knight in the
Yeah,
wind.
it just slips away from you sometimes. You ever notice that?
Okay.
I have no idea what that means.
Doesn't you don't it it's the meta it's a metaphor, all right? I wouldn't expect you to know.
Isn't it a simile?
Okay.
It
As you
could.
walk as you guys bicker through your comms, you continue to walk, Mac, into the night, and you see the dominant structure of the complex. The Calerium processing plant is a massive facility sprawling across nearly half a kilometer of land. Repulsor lift sleds come and go from large hangar doors as crates of processed ore move out of the facility and empty crates return to be refilled. Inside, rivers of molten Calerium run through artificial canyons as gigantic crucibles dip down to extract the material for the next stage of processing. Catwalks crisscross the entire building, many filled with droids tirelessly checking gauges, readouts, and screens. Intense heat permeates the area, making it obvious why only droids are assigned to this grueling work. Roll a resilience check, average.
B.
Yeah, that's you. Yeah, you.
Okay. Rocking, rolling.
Okay. Thanks to your
Now I'm
resilience, you will
16.
not encounter any strain for being in such a hectic and hot place.
That's because I can take a lot of strain.
All right, back to RX and Sarn, who have just fallen on their asses and they're scrambling for the ladder. 4 security droids show up. Oh, RX, I'll put you over here.
Take this one through. Should have just let him have Mac.
That probably. And they're
All right.
in 2 groups of 2.
RX, work your magic.
Hello,
I'm gonna
fellow
keep trying to
droids.
move this ladder.
Thank you for coming to assist us. Will you please help us repair this stairway with this ladder?
This is gonna take some kind of social check.
Droid on droid, so can it be computers?
Sure, either that or like a leadership.
Is leadership a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. I don't know what your
Is leadership a thing,
yours is
though?
actually probably not bad as a
It's
colonist.
awful.
Really?
Yeah, it's too green.
Oh.
It's like the minimum.
Computers.
It's 4 green,
Okay,
so
but
I'd much rather
it's
roll
gonna be
that.
a hard computers check though.
Right. Hey.
Hey.
They respond to you. What did you say? You need help
I just
with.
asked, I asked for, I mean, I had to thank them for coming to our assistance and ask them for help repairing the gantryway so that we could go up.
They successful you are successful in telling them not to attack you, but
That's useful.
they are not in the union that fixes gantryways, so
So they
they're
leave.
not allowed to touch the gantryway.
yes, your union prohibits you from assisting us further. Well, can you point me in the direction of a droid that I could seek assistance from in the correct union? I do respect these boundaries.
Yes, they do. They.
Well, I mean, obviously, you can play it however you want. I'm really just trying to end the conversation in a normal way. It doesn't, they
Okay.
don't actually have to
So
point us in that
they
direction.
say that they might know someone that they can get in another section of the factory. They're gonna go look.
Okay.
And all 4
I
of them
appreciate it.
in unison leave.
Yeah.
All right. Didn't have to kill any droids.
as is the best droids forever. Droid
Yeah, but
lives matter.
they don't feel pain, so it's all right.
In a sense, we do. We have damage readouts, and pain is just a way that you assess your own damage.
Whoa.
Was Mac
That's
listening
deep.
in?
Oh, dang it, I left this comm on. How sloppy of me.
Okay, can we get the ladder up to the office door?
I mean, yeah. Cool.
Okay.
All
All
right.
right. So
Let's
can I
start
climb up the
climbing.
ladder?
Yeah, you can go first. I'll follow you.
You don't want
Hopefully,
to. You don't want to hit another booby trap.
yeah. Hopefully, you don't hit any booby traps.
Okay. So you get back on the ladder and you get, basically up to the door. The door is locked.
Bummer.
Can we try to pick it?
If you were to pick it, it would be an skullduggery check of average difficulty.
I think your skill diver is probably better than mine.
It's only
Are you guys
two
both
green,
on the
though.
same ladder?
Yeah,
Well, I'm
there's
like
two
right behind
sides on
him.
ladders. It's one of those double wide ladders.
Adorable.
Your skill diver, I would have thought it was higher. Okay.
Should be. It's a career skill, but.
Mine's one, so yours is certainly higher than mine.
Okay.
I guess we'll just have to blast our way in. Also, guys, I have to go run to the restroom. I'll be back in a sec.
All right, we'll talk about
Okay.
you while you're gone.
What a jerk.
Got him. Now what's gonna happen here?
This time, next week, we'll have gone to Galaxy's Edge, Tiger.
Oh yeah, by this time, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably kissed by them too.
I don't know about that. I mean, I know it is the Star Wars way to kiss your sibling, but
Which one's Leia? We'll
I
figure
mean,
that out at the moment.
if I can find a costume.
Yeah, and a condom.
Gotta respect the condom.
Oh, the full respect for the condom.
Where the
Are you guys
hell?
driving or flying down there?
Why?
Are you guys staying there or
No, we're gonna fly back at tonight at
I think
nighttime.
he's talking about Disney.
Yeah, no, we're staying in Kissimmee.
What?
Kissimmee?
It's like a
What's
town
that?
over.
Yeah, it's a town.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
But it's only like 4 miles away from the parks, so.
So we could ride our bikes.
No, we rented a car.
Oh, that's right. I knew that. I was testing you.
Oh, you're right.
We're gonna get like a Chevy Spark or something.
Or something or similar.
Or similar.
I guess you guys are inside now, so I can show you the map.
Just hope it's not a bug.
Woo!
That'd be pretty cool. All
Think
right.
Ryan's going number two.
A bug? Disagree.
Hey, get out of here.
Oh, I'm on that side.
You're in the back, yeah.
I should be in the shadows.
Maybe I should turn this thing. It'd be better if this map was turned.
Turn it. Do you hear Metallica just announced they did like a impromptu show tonight at the Metro?
It's not the
At
Chicago
Metro,
Metro.
yeah.
It's not in
It
Chicago.
is. Yeah, it is.
That's not what I was reading. It was like San Francisco or New York or something.
No,
Well, Chicago.
it's Chicago
Yeah.
because they were giving away wristbands on the radio.
Really?
If you were
Yeah.
caller 100 or something, yeah.
Oh.
It was like random. It was a surprise show. They announced it today for tonight.
Oh. It was weird because the posting I saw said at Metro. And I was like, nobody calls it that. And then I thought it said New York or something.
No, Chicago Metro. That's wild.
So wild.
That does not look right.
Yeah, this is not right at all.
That looks terrible.
All right. It doesn't look half bad.
Doesn't look half good either.
Oh!
All right. I guess I'll just put it sideways like this and keep it the same size. All right.
Oh, he's pissed.
Oh, I'm so fucking gassy.
So gassy.
All right. And Mac is back here.
Mackin. Rolling.
Mac Daddy.
Down on the street, I'm rolling.
You must have had to poop.
Ew. Oily.
What?
Because he's a robot.
Oh. I thought it was because of something he ate.
Escarole.
He eats too much cheese.
That does the opposite.
What?
Cheese.
What does it do? Back you
up? Yeah.
Well, maybe that's what's going on.
Maybe. But I don't think it produces oily poop.
Man, your poop would just shoot out. Be so lubricated.
Just shoot out of
there. Thump. Thump. This is going to make for great listening when I'm doing the notes later.
Foomp. Oh, yeah. Star Wars Vision starts up soon, doesn't it?
I don't know. Does it?
I thought it was October.
It says now it starts streaming September 22nd.
That's tomorrow.
Oh, that's tomorrow. No, Wednesday.
Oh, that's what I meant.
I wonder if that's going to be. I wonder if that's just going to be episode by episode. Then
you mean week by week?
Probably.
Like the Bad Batch. Is the Bad Batch still on?
The season has ended.
Something cool happened.
Yeah.
I think so. I don't remember what it was, but
you know, I realized I've been watching a lot of Adventure Time. It's basically an RPG episode every week. Adventure Time.
How many seasons are you in?
I'm in the fourth season now, I think.
How many are there?
Six or seven?
Does it have an ending? They end it?
Yeah.
Of what? Clone Wars?
No, Adventure Time.
Oh, yeah, dude, that's the best. I can't wait for Charlie Build Enough. I'm going to watch the whole thing with him again.
So hope he likes
it. On HBO Max, there's one that like takes place after Adventure Time. They're like hour-long episodes.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I can't remember what it's called.
A sequel to Adventure Time?
Yeah. I mean, it's like I said, there's only like two episodes and they're like an hour long each.
HBO Max have ordered Adventure Time Fiona and Cake as a new animated series. The sequel
That's
spinoff
something else.
For the series will start.
I did like that episode. I do like Fiona and Cake.
Distant Lands. Yeah. I see.
Oh, there's four of them now. Sweet. I got to watch the fourth one about Peppermint, about Pep Butt.
Pep Butt. All right. What were you guys up to? Oh, yeah, you failed to get into the door.
Yeah, we should probably just, you know, kick it in.
You can't kick it in because you don't have anything to stand on. You're on the ladder. You're not, I mean, it's going to take an incredible amount of coordination to not. Remember that one time I tried to punt a football on ice?
Yeah.
I have a feeling it's going to look like that.
Did you fall?
Oh, yeah. It was a really, really, really bad idea in retrospect.
Did you hurt yourself?
Yes. That's not funny.
Oh, I mean.
I'm just remembering it now.
Yeah, it was so stupid.
You Charlie Browned.
I did.
By yourself.
Well, okay, thanks. All right. What are you going to do? You're making God angry. Oh.
Should we just shoot the door? RX?
Sorry, yeah. Yeah, let's do that.
All right.
Yeah, I thought we said blasted. Let's just blast it.
Okay.
Blasted.
You shoot the door, blasting the lock out of the door, and the door slowly opens.
All right, now I kick it in.
Well, yeah, you can jump in, and then, yeah, you jump up on the ledge, and you can kick it open.
Yeah. I kick it open.
What the hell? Hold on. Okay. You walk inside, and you see the inside of his office. Oh, the old foreman's office serves as Cato's home while he's on Coruscant. A simple bed sits against the north wall, and eight crates are stacked along the west wall. These crates resemble those housed in the Zelcom Tower, which were remnants of the bounty hunter's last weapons shipment.
All right, can I open a box? Or a crate?
Yeah.
I want to
Just
open a
start
crate.
rummaging.
I open a crate.
Just start rummaging through his stuff.
They're like, remember those other ones that you tried opening when you're on where was it, Tatooine
Tatooine.
on Mos Eisley? It has a little computer thing on there, so it's a computer's check to open it.
All right. Can't just blast it open.
Not weapons.
I attempt to heal myself at all if we have downtime.
I don't think you have downtime right now.
Oh,
This is
okay.
not downtime.
Okay.
I succeed in opening it.
Okay, you succeed in opening it, and you open it up, and it's like weapons grade munitions. They're like shells for cannon lasers.
Oh, so
These
it's
are
not that good.
shells. These are shells for cannon lasers.
Can I take one? I want to take one.
If you take one, you're going to be over encumbered because they're pretty big.
Damn. Okay.
But you can take one.
No, because then I'll move slowly.
You will move slowly.
If Skyrim has taught me anything, that's very annoying.
Yeah, that and the wheels of cheese.
God, fucking those monster, those dragon bones in
Hey,
Skyrim.
stay
Oh
on,
my God.
stay on the to on the task at hand. But you don't
All
see
right.
you see that his simple lodgings are kept in disarray.
Does he have like a desk or a computer in
Oh,
there?
wait, hold on a second. You find in the crates, along with the big laser shells, there are three blaster rifles and two frag grenades.
Ooh, I take the two frag grenades.
Okay.
I put them in my pocket.
All right. Oh,
I've already got a
can you
blaster.
mark that on? Or I guess I'll probably have to mark it.
I can put it in my inventory.
Okay.
Other items.
It
Wait.
would be weapons. So what was it? A frag, two frag grenades?
Yeah. In that readout.
And
Yeah.
there are four stun grenades.
Oh, okay. I'll take
And a mini
a
thermal
grenade.
detonator.
That's the one that's defective.
I concur.
Maybe.
Right, so you're taking the stun grenades? You're gonna take
Yeah, I'll
everything?
take. Well, not the blasters, because I already have a rifle, so.
So you're taking all the stun grenades.
Yeah. Can I switch out my rifle, though? Like for a new one?
Sure.
All right.
So,
So I replace my old dusty one in the box. I take one of the new ones out.
okay. Do you want to say anything about the new rifle you just got?
It looks expertly made, and it is green just like I am. So it fits me very well.
Okay. Anything
Right,
from
now is there a computer?
Is there a computer?
Yeah. RX, do you want a rifle?
Is it better than the one I already have?
They're the
You have
same.
a blaster rifle, right? Yes.
Oh, Can I carry two?
I don't think so.
He does have a third arm. You still have your third arm?
No,
No.
it got blowed off.
I keep forgetting
Okay,
that.
then no, thank you.
Yeah, you could carry if you carried another blaster rifle, you would be over encumbrance. Sarn, you are over encumbrance. You are two over.
Really?
Yeah.
How?
Stun grenades are one. Frag grenades are one. Your blaster rifle is four. And your threshold is eight. So if you click on your character sheet, it should open up your character sheet. And there should be like a little briefcase on the side. Gear and equipment. It should show you your threshold and your encumbrance.
Oh, okay.
The comm links is not having
I
encumbrance.
have two comm links.
Somehow you got two comm links. I think you might no, you didn't, because Sarn not Sarn, RX stole the other comm link. The one from what the hell is that guy's name? Thweak. I don't know why.
Oh boy, that guy. All
Yeah.
right, I guess I'll
Yeah,
just.
the guy you just threw into a dumpster.
All right, I'll lean outside the door and throw a stun grenade into the ore being refined.
Okay, so you're not carrying it around.
Yeah, I'm gonna lose one, yeah.
Okay. You throw it out there, and the stun
Oh.
grenade goes off. Mac happened to be looking right at it. I'm gonna roll a dark side point. He happened to be looking in that direction when you threw that stun grenade, and it went off, and Mac is blinded.
Okay. I'm gonna throw another one.
Okay.
Just so I can move around.
All right. You also blind the Mustafarians.
Yes.
You also hear a yell, just like a primal scream.
My databases did not recognize that sound.
Guys, what the hell was that? I can't see. I was hiding in the shadows. And then
Okay.
everything got bright.
I think you are now finally cosplaying someone named Han Solo.
Okay, so should we go? Or is there a computer in there?
There's no computer in there.
Okay. Where
Let's
do you.
just go kill him.
Well, we don't even know if he's here.
Oh, we can just kill the dudes guarding that tower. That control center.
No, we'd kill him.
And we could kill two of them and try to imprison a third and question them and see if the dude's
I'm fine
here.
with that.
Wait, what?
We're gonna attack the Mustafarians
You're gonna
while
run
they're blinded.
you're gonna run after the Mustafarians?
No, we're going to attack
Actually,
them.
maybe that's a bad idea. There are a lot of security droids here. The entire place would probably come down on us like a massive hammer.
All
So,
right, so
in the interest of self-preservation, mayhaps we should not. I
now
take
he's
back
speaking like a droid.
what I'd
He's
take back
starting
what
to
I.
sound like Mac.
So, Mac, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm curled up in a fetal position, hopefully hot hidden, because my eyes are blinding. I'm trying to make my way through here, but I mean, I'm pretty blinded. Am I like permanent? How bad am I blinded? I mean, like you said, you're
What
the one who
is
said I was.
I don't I have to look at let me see the item.
Am I
Why don't
Han
we just
Solo
hey,
level blinded, or am I just
Sarn.
temporarily
No,
like
you're
just too bright?
it's a stun. Stun
Are we
grenades you
trying to get to that office at the far end?
I think so.
Okay. Why don't we just like didn't you just blind all of the Mustafarians? Let's just walk over there.
All right.
No cartwheels.
Okay, so
Thanks for
then
reminding me.
I start walking
Ah.
towards the far
Okay.
office.
As you start walking, You see this gigantic Nikto. He stands up and he says, "Ha! So you're proud of yourselves for tracking me down so you can put an end to my traitorous ways. Don't kid yourselves. You'd have done the same had Black Sun paid better than the Pikes. Now let's see how long it
We found him.
takes me to add you to my kill list." And
Hey, wait. Wait, who
Sarn,
are
we
you?
found him, I think.
Yeah, but who are you?
Wait, wait, angry person. Who are you?
I you tracked
Nikto.
me down. You don't even know who you're tracking down.
Wait, all right, we you don't assume that this is all about you. We are tracking
Everything's
somebody
about me.
else. Oh, and what's your name?
What?
What's your name?
Hold on. I'm trying to find his token on here. I know it's on here somewhere. I am Cato Lichos.
Oh, yep, it is who we were looking for.
I've never heard of you before.
That's not true.
No, don't, yeah, don't feel like we got hired to find this guy by the Pikes.
I don't think it was this guy, though.
Really? Cato? Are there two Catos on this
There's
planet?
only
There's
one
probably a lot.
Cato.
Yeah, but I don't think this is the right guy. This guy doesn't look like he can do anything.
I can do everything.
I don't know.
He does look like a fairly small specimen
I'm not small. You're
of his
small.
species.
I may be.
Yeah. He's probably got like really tiny genitalia too.
I've got so many genitalia, you have no idea.
Well, I mean,
Excuse me, sir. We're talking.
quantity has no
Grown-ups
bearing
are
on
talking over
size.
here.
Yeah. Quantity has no bearing on size. We all know that. Who cares how many penises you have? They're all
I have
tiny.
100. Okay,
That's
not a
so many
hundred, but
goddamn
I do
things.
have more than one. I have between 2 and 7 genitalias.
This range is changing quite rapidly. This data is hard to
It
parse.
might as
Yeah,
well.
you don't even know how many penises you have.
It
How can I be
depends.
sure? How can I be sure you are who you're saying you are?
Well,
It
whether or
depends
not.
how many
How about
penises.
this? How about this, sir? Whether or not he is who we're looking for, we can decide that later. He is annoying, and he is yelling at us and waving all of his dicks in our face. So I think we should just kill him.
I go over to him.
Shoot him in the dick.
What is
Which
that? Just
one?
sorry.
I go over to him and I take out a frag grenade and I put it inside of his armor and pull
No,
the pin.
that's not something you can do.
Why
But I
not?
am gonna end it there. You can't just like walk up to him and put something, then shove a grenade into his armor without
They
him
should have
doing
done what
anything.
Darth Vader in the very
Why
first
not?
movie.
That's
Just
a good idea.
walk
Why
up to
didn't
him,
they do
shove
that?
him, and just shove
Actually,
a frag grenade in.
the Old Republic video games have a lot of really good cutscenes, and they actually often reference that clone troopers would use grenades to combat, or not clone troopers because this is pre-clone troopers, but just for Jedi, like this is like the Jedi army. The humans, just the human soldiers, would often all carry grenades specifically to combat Sith warriors because it's very hard as a Force user to like fight a grenade.
But would you walk up to the Sith person and just shove a grenade in
Well,
their
basically, yeah.
pocket?
Well, no, he what he did is
I tried that once in Fallout, and I ended up killing the entire town of Megaton.
he ran up to him, and like he was seemed desperate, right? Like he didn't have a gun, and then he went to punch him, and the Sith guy like caught his hand effortlessly, and was just like ha, and like gloating a little bit. Not he wasn't really taking his time. But then, like, the dude, like, pushed the button because, like, the grenade was in the hand that he punched with and then, like, kind of held it out so that the grenade, like, flew up right in the dude's face. It, like, took off his hand, too, but it also, like, really fucked up the Sith Lord, too.
So he's a suicide bomber. They invented suicide bombing.
Well, no, because he's
He
fine.
wouldn't
He's quite
survive.
alive. He's quite alive. His hand is hurt. He was
Well, his
wearing
hand has,
armor.
like,
maybe.
No, I don't think his hand was gone. It was just hurt. He had
Yeah,
armor
they
on.
really do like mangling hands in Star Wars.
Have you guys never seen this? This it's so
It's kind
good.
of disarming.
Oh, boy.
Oh my God.
Strains all around.
But
But Wait here, wait, 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 wait. Let me hear. I'll share it with you guys. Let me find it.
That's why I was trying to talk to him to like make sure he just doesn't shoot me so I could walk up to him and put a grenade in his armor.
It was a good. You tried. You tried.
God will not allow it.
Here, can you guys see this? It's an
Watch
ad, obviously,
stream.
but does it like, is there a video playing?
Yeah. It looks like a porn. All right, that's about right.
Actually, I think that stun grenade would do two strain to Mac.
By the way, you guys should just watch these. They're all good. I won't show you all of them though, because there's like 17 minutes worth of them here.
Oh, jeez.
But I want to find, I just gotta find the one that's good. Well, I mean, like, just so you guys get an idea of how good these are, like
Oh, I've
the fight
seen
scenes
these.
and
I
everything
have
are,
seen this, but it was set
yeah.
to
There's,
it was set to metal music, which was better.
oh, yeah. Well, there's, I don't know. The Star Wars themes are pretty good.
I don't know. I think it was Drowning Pool Bodies. I was pretty stoked.
Goes to you. You must walk